The Veterans Affairs Department has paid out $200 million in wrongful death suits to about 1,000 families over the past decade. Now, VA says it investigates every preventable death, and it says these numbers represent a tiny fraction of the people who receive care at its medical centers. We wanted to find out how VA death rates compare with all hospitals, so we turned to Yevgeny Feyman, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute specializing in healthcare policy. Good morning, Yevgeny.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So, first of all, I just want to ask you, please put these numbers at the VA in perspective. How do they compare with what's happening in the health industry?
So, generally speaking, the VA actually tends to provide either roughly equal or sometimes better care than private hospitals and nonprofit hospitals around the country. There have been numerous studies of this. There was one looking at patients at 94, 95. Another more recent study looked at about a 14-month period. And all of them tend to find that mortality rates are either the same or lower at VA hospitals. Lengths of stay tend to be longer in VA hospitals, so they keep patients longer, but they do a better job of treating their conditions.
And would it be fair to say that that's an improvement over, say, 25 or 30 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. What we found actually is that over time, the VA has done a really good job at reducing readmission rates. They've reduced mortality. They've better coordinated care. One great thing about the VA is that they were one of the first adopters of an electronic health record system, complete with telehealth. So they've been able to provide support services to people who might have trouble getting to the hospital, getting to the doctor. So if you need a checkup, you might have a device in your home where you can check in with your doctor wirelessly rather than going to get a cab or accessorize, take you to the hospital.
I have to say, to a layman, when we talk about $200 million in wrongful death payments over the past decade and about 1,000 families grieving because of these sort of hospital or related deaths, it is a shocking number. Is there a comparable figure in the outside industry, or is that sort of the great unknown?
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to get a good sense for what the real figure is in the rest of the industry. But it's important to keep in mind that just the scope of the VA, the number of patients they treat. In 2011, they treated about 6 million veterans. That's just veterans. That's not including the spouses, children, dependents of veterans. So they have a huge, huge, huge population. Every death that's preventable is certainly a tragedy. But it, put in context, I'm very confident that it's got to be roughly at the industry average, if not lower.
And when people use that term preventable death, does every healthcare institution, is there some national standard for what that means? Because, I mean, if you're in the hospital to begin with, doesn't it kind of get hard to say what's preventable and what isn't?
Absolutely. Generally speaking, you know, if you come out of the hospital with a hospital-acquired pneumonia, and you die because of that, that's probably a preventable death. But other than rare instances like that, it's often hard to say what is and what isn't a preventable death, and there's a lot of subjectivity that goes into it. There's no one objective standard which you can hold all hospitals to.
You've already mentioned one thing that you said is a best practice of sorts for preventing these types of things, the VA's e-health record system. What are some other basic practices that prevent these wrongful death or preventable harm to patients?
So in general, and this doesn't only apply to the VA, it's just better integration and coordination of care. You have less duplicative care. So the EHR system at the VA, what it also does is help all the doctors treating the patient ensure that they're not conducting additional tests. It helps them keep track of the patient's history over a long period of time. The VA is not the only example of this. We do have other major systems like Kaiser Permanente, Geisinger, and what they've been able to do is really, really integrate their care. They have great relationships with outpatient clinics. They can track their patients, you know, over time. They make sure that when their patients get a prescription, they do go and get the prescription. It's a lot of it is about patient engagement, which many large hospital systems that have expanded over the past maybe decade or so haven't really integrated. They're not that good at engaging their patients. The VA and systems like Kaiser Permanente and Geisinger have done a great job at that. When you acquire outpatient physician practices, for instance, a lot of hospitals acquire them just to make more money. When you look at a system like Kaiser Permanente, they acquire them to improve care. That goal is very important if you really want to improve health and reduce preventable deaths.
We're speaking with Yevhenii Feyman. He's a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And what about that $200 million? I mean, if you divide that by 1,000 cases, that's $200,000 a case, which sounds to me like lower than the settlements that occur in the private sector. Do we know how that compares?
The settlements in the current private sector tend to go up and down. If this didn't go to court, it's likely that it's lower than it would have been. I'm sure the families in this case were probably more willing to just take a lower settlement because they recognize that, you know, while these were certainly preventable deaths, that the VA does tend to do a good job. They probably have a good bit of faith in the VA. When you're talking about what goes on in the private sector, if God forbid one of your loved ones dies at a hospital, there's no reason for you to trust that hospital was doing everything they could. I mean, there certainly are hospitals that just have abysmal safety ratings. They have abysmal safety metrics. And, when people are distraught, they'll certainly go and try to take the hospital to the cleaners.
A lot of people on Capitol Hill, but also veterans groups, have lately slammed the VA for its hospital care in particular, but also other types of care. For example, last year or the year before, I don't remember, there was an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at a Pittsburgh facility. Several veterans died. I'm just wondering, do you see things in the VA system that, despite saying that it is as good or better than the private sector, it could be doing better? I mean, what do you see as the weaknesses in the system in terms of patient care?
I think one of the biggest weaknesses we've seen is their very, very tight drug formulary. Frank Lichtenberg, he's an economist at Columbia University. He actually did a study a few years back, I think in 2005, looking at how the lack of some newer drugs affect life expectancy for VA patients. And it does tend to reduce that life expectancy on average between roughly 1 and 2 months per patient. So there's certainly an issue in some ways with how the VA controls costs. It's very easy to control costs when you're a huge buyer and you say, we'll just pay less. When you do that, you just have less available. So, allowing some of the newer drugs to be used in the VA setting would probably help alleviate some of this. In terms of the outbreaks, again, this is something all hospitals have to grapple with, and a lot of it just has to do with how difficult it is to prevent the spread of disease. I mean, if you look at the average stethoscope or doctor's robe, they're rife with bacteria, viruses, and there's just no way around that.
I guess it's all a case for Purell. So looking at that story that was published a few weeks ago, talking about the VA death rates and the payouts, just to wrap it up by putting it in context for us, does it say bad things about the VA, or does it simply present a fact against a overall record that compares pretty well with non-VA facilities?
I really think that it's a fact that's simply happening. It's hard to argue that the VA performs worse than other facilities. They've done a terrific job caring for a patient population that a lot of hospitals in the private sector may not be able to handle. A lot of these people have high rates of depression and other conditions that a lot of facilities wouldn't be able to handle. The VA has the experience and the capacity to help them, and the data shows that they do a pretty good job of doing so.
Yevhenii Feyman is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute specializing in healthcare analysis. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.